Hey, and welcome to the I Thought So Too podcast. Hey. Hello. I hope you are doing well wherever you find yourself today or tonight. I'm not sure what time it is everywhere. In my instance, it's still daytime. It's about almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So wherever you are, hey, welcome. It's so nice to be back. You're doing another episode and I hope you are doing well. Also, I have my Christmas tree up. I hope some of you have yours up as well. I just couldn't wait because I just love lights. I love Christmas. I love everything about the colors. I love to watch the movies of Christmas. And that's why I'm always super jealous when I watch these movies and it's like small towns, you know, typical small towns with all the snow and the lights. It's something, you know, if I don't go overseas for that, I'll never experience it probably ever. Because obviously in South Africa, it's super hot that time of the year, December, November. And we used to like a super summer Christmas, being in the pool, you know, with our swimming costumes on the whole day. You know, not wearing any warm clothes. That's really very highly unlikely. So yeah, I'm always very jealous of the look and what it looks like and it's pretty and the lights. And the only time I can obviously see my lights are at night when it's, you know, dark, when it gets dark at like 8 or 8:30 at night. So yeah, I really love lights. So I'm really jealous of you if you live somewhere where it's snowing and it's cold and it's pretty and it's just snowmen and stuff like that. But anyway, enough about that. I actually wanted to make an episode last week, but I had to kind of get to a headspace where I was feeling good about speaking about what I wanted to speak to because what I wanted to speak about actually happened last week. And sometimes you need to like take a breath, especially with like me creating stuff. Sometimes I feel like I need to just take a step back to get inspiration and to just chill my mind a bit because I feel sometimes like I am just, there's too much happening and I feel like I can't focus on just on one thing because there's just too much things in my brain, you know, wanting to kind of be the priority. But I really wanted to make this episode, so here I am. So, I mean, I feel like people are weird and, you know, we are all weird in ways. But I feel like this is a very interesting thing that has happened. So for those of you who have listened to some of my previous episodes, I'm in the entertainment industry, if you can call it that. And by entertainment, I mean singing, because that's pretty broad. I should have actually thought of that before I just said entertainment. Could be anything, right? So I've been singing for years and years. And I've also started producing stuff and making stuff. If you would like to check it out, please go onto YouTube, check under my name, Chanel, Chanel, and check the new stuff I've been making. It's really been fun and whatever. But enough about that. So I think with most people who start off in the industry or, you know, in the music industry or whatever kind of industry, they always say it is who you know. And I do believe that to be true in a sense. Like, you know, I also, when I started off, I was about 18, I think. Yes, I just got out of school. And someone gave me an opportunity. I'm not going to say any names. It's someone who has quite a name in South Africa. An older person. It's a male, of course. And they gave me an opportunity to show with them when I was 18. It's something I didn't want to do necessarily. My dad actually loved this musician at the time, the singer. And he's a very good singer. He's a very good guitarist. Very, you know, very good writer. All those things, whatever. So we went to watch a show and my dad asked his wife if I could actually open up for him. At the time, I wasn't really aware of it, but she said yes. And I was like, okay. So I was like, oh, what am I going to do? So at that time, someone wanted to sign me to a label. So they kind of had songs for me. So I sang one or two songs that I made and I sang that at the, you know, his opening or whatever. And I didn't meet him at the time. I sang my two songs on my backing tracks. And then afterwards, he came to speak to me. And I was like, oh my God, starstruck. Oh, famous. I'm the famous person speaking to me. And he asked me if I want to do a show with him. It was a tribute show. And I practiced and rehearsed like a crazy person. Very excited. And I did a show with him and it went super well. And I started doing more and more shows with him. I also don't want to say what show it is because then you might also know who I'm talking about. Anyway, so yeah, he had quite a big name, especially in the Gauteng, Pretoria area. Yeah, it was really cool, obviously. I had a good time, and I did work really hard as a singer at the time. I still do. And, you know, I wasn't kind of like, it was never really about anything for me. I never really wanted to become famous or have a big name or, you know, that was not really, I don't know what the idea was, but that has never been the idea. Anyway, I think when you go into the industry, I can't speak for every, you know, musician or whatever, but I've obviously met quite a few and I've worked with quite a bit of them. Musicians can sometimes be a bit almost like they are all over the place, their thoughts. It's usually people that are not very structured. I'm not saying all of them are like that. That's not true. The band I work with now are quite structured, well, most of them. You get some of them that's kind of airy-fairy, all up in the air. They are a bit entitled sometimes in terms of what should happen around them, what people should do for them. You know, it could be a bit dramatic and a bit like diva. It's definitely true. Not that I think you don't get that in any industry, but it's definitely a thing. So I sang with this person and his band for, I don't know. It was probably about 5-6 years on and off. He didn't live in Cape Town and I obviously lived in Cape Town. So I would sing with him and then I moved to Pretoria and then I also sang with him and then I stopped. So the reason I stopped singing with him is because of the money, and also because I felt like it wasn't enough work. You know, I wanted to be busy, and that's what I kind of strive to do, and that's what I did. I wanted more. I wanted to be busier, you know, which is not a weird thing. I was out of school, and I was done studying, and I wanted to kind of get going. Sometimes you can feel with certain people like you're just not going to go anywhere. So anyway, life moved on. I moved to Cape Town again. You know, I went back to the kind of the group that I'm in now with. And I really enjoy singing with the band that I sing with now. We've been singing together for a decade. Yeah, a decade. Not every single year as busy as the other year, but it's been going well. And yeah, you know. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, so this guy, I didn't stop working with him. I just, you know, our roads, our paths just kind of didn't, you know, come together anymore, which is not really an issue. And I started then, when he did call me now and again for gigs, I didn't want to sing with him because he wasn't willing to pay what I would get for a gig, you know, at the time with the band that I am in. And he also always said that I was too expensive, and I thought it was very strange because we are a band of 6 people, 5 to 6 people, depending on the show. And with him, it's usually 2 or 3 people, unless it's a big show. And how can you then pay me less? If we have to split money between 6 people or 5 people compared to 3 people, how can I get less when we are 3 people? It doesn't make sense to me, but okay. You know, and the thing with artists also, obviously, is like the person that's a front person takes the most money, right? Because it's about them. In the band I am in now, that's not the case. We only do tribute shows, so we split it all evenly. Even though we have someone who's quite famous in the band and everyone, you know, kind of that name that guy has attracts a lot of people because he's been in the industry also for years, but we split it, you know, evenly. Anyway, so it's always very, very interesting. And so he called me last week out of nowhere, as per usual. I got this call and I saw him call me and I didn't pick up because I didn't want to. But also I was like, ugh, what now? Usually it's not really, you know, it's kind of a part of my life I don't want to get involved in anymore. I mean, that happens, right? You outgrow things and you move on. Anyway, and then he called me again and I didn't pick up. And I was like, obviously we use WhatsApp. I was like, just send me a message. Like, if I don't pick up, just don't call me. Hello, especially on WhatsApp, like, ugh, I can't, you know, I don't just pick up anyone's call. So I got the call and I didn't pick up, and I messaged him and I said, hey, I saw that you looked for me, you know, what do you want, basically? And he sent me a voice note and he's like, call me back, blah, blah. And I was like, ugh, fine. And I just called back. I didn't want to, but I just did it because I don't want to be mean. So I called back, and as you know, a lot of people who like to talk a lot, but they don't do much. You get those people who like to speak a lot. They kind of open up conversation about how great everything is so they can kind of reel you in. He's one of these people. And he starts talking about what he's busy with and where he's living and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, how amazing everything is. Not that I care because I'm like, what do you want from me? And he says to me, he's busy with someone from the UK producing their album. And he would like me to come and do some backing vocals for this few songs, and he'll send me the songs, and he's like, when can we do it? And I said, well, when do you need it done, obviously? And I just want to say throughout this time, I really don't want to do it, but okay, I said I will do it, and we we say we'll I will do it next or last week Friday, and it's planned for like 2 o'clock or whatever. I'll be there from 2 to 6. It's booked for the 4 hours, and we speak about money. I'm asking like, why do you pay? What is the payment? I'll get to that reason now, and you know, it's planned and everything. So with him, I've had a previous incident before where he actually hasn't paid me, or where I had to wait more than a month for payment. And it's not a lot of money because he never used to pay me much. This time I started with him, I'm still very young, very vulnerable, very like new in the industry. So I didn't know what the going, or what rates are. I didn't know what to ask. You know what I mean? So I got whatever he gave me, and I thought that was fine. But obviously, as I grew older and I got more experiences with other people and I sang more, I realized, okay, but he's actually just ripping me off. So I didn't want to work with him, obviously. And I didn't ask an arm and a leg. I just asked what I thought I was, you know, I was getting at least a minimum of that amount when I was singing with other people. So why can't you just pay it? Anyway, so that's why I asked about the money, and he told me, and I said, okay, I'll send him an invoice, and he said, no, he'll pay me on the day. I was like, okay, let's see. Anyway, the Thursday comes, and I have a bad, I'm already anxious about doing this the next day, the Friday. I'm anxious about seeing him. I'm anxious about doing the work. I'm just anxious about him in my presence. It's not really about the singing. That's not really the issue. Send me the tracks. Not that there's anything that shows me what I'm going to have to do. It's just the person singing. There's no actual backup for me to indicate where it is in the song. But okay. So I go for a walk, and I come back and I see I have a missed call. It's like the evening, like after 8. And I'm like, ugh, here it is. I have a feeling it's not going to happen the next day. So I message and I said, look, I was with people. You know, were you looking for me again? What is it? He messages me and he's like, oh, yeah, he sends me a voice note and he's like, you know, they just have this, someone is playing guitar the day, which he did tell me, and it's going to be done at 2, and they just think that they should cancel my session for the Friday and get a more suitable time for me to do it again. And then that also gives me time to go through the songs so I can know exactly where to sing. And then I just thought, what are you even saying? I was just like, I was shocked, because I'm not shocked because I'm shocked because it's happening. I'm shocked because why is this happening again? Why am I letting this happen? And that was to me like literally a sign to say, let this go. Do not get involved with this person. You didn't want to do it in the first place. Get out. You know that movie Get Out? It's like horror. It's Get Out. Just get out. The next day, I get another call. So I'm at this point, I'm obviously super irritated with this guy. I'm like, listen, what do you want, man? I don't pick up the call. And he says to me, you know, just send me a date as soon as so we can do it. I'm going to be next week in Joburg, but Thursday I'll be back. And I say to him, I will let you know. And then I said to my boyfriend, I'm going to block him. I'm going to block him off of my phone. I can't deal with this anymore. And I blocked him. Yes, I did. So you might think, why are you so dramatic? So I'm dramatic because how can you hound me for a week after I haven't seen you in years, months, whatever? You know, after you, he has quite a bad reputation also in the industry because of the fact that he doesn't pay well and he doesn't pay, or that he's just really not organized, which he now has again showed me. You hound me for this thing and I say I will do it. Then you change your plans, make it seem like I can't make it when actually you messed it up. Telling me that I need to take time, then I can take time to learn stuff. I'm like, there's nothing for me to learn. There's nothing there for me to hear what I should be doing because it's not there. And I'm irritated because I'm like, why did I let myself do this again? Why am I so nice that I'm trying to just be nice and be like, okay, just give these people another chance. It's been a few years. Maybe they've changed. They haven't changed. And that's why I was like, you need to start really listening. I always listen to my gut feeling. But in this case, because you know someone, you know the way they work, but you don't have an issue with them so much as a person. It's all the other stuff that comes with it. And I was just like, this is finally it to say, this chapter, I am closing for good, forever. And then I was thinking like, this makes so much sense. Like I actually felt something was going to happen because the first day I was anxious the whole day about the next day. And then obviously it got cancelled the night. And I think it was a blessing. And I think it was from God saying like, look here, don't get involved, girly. Don't get involved. And I'm glad I didn't get involved. And I'm not going to get involved again. I do not want to be part of this guy's stuff. I don't want to have any involvement whatsoever. And then you also think like, but just remember, this person was the one that gave you the opportunity, that led to the next opportunity. And, you know, it's all this like circle of events. And I'm like, yes, that's true. But the time of him in my life has now passed. I did what I had to do. And I did work with him when I was still very young. I did my thing. I did well. I didn't like, you know, use him or anything. And now the time has passed. And sometimes when people do have a bad reputation, you can see it and you're like, this is why. This is why people don't want to work with you. This is why people feel like you have a bad reputation. This is why people feel like you are not loyal. And what happened then is also he asked me to fly to Johannesburg on Wednesday, which is now in 2 days, to go sing with him. But there's actually another girl that's singing with him, but it'll be nice if I could actually go. What he's trying to say to me, if I go, he won't be asking her to do it anymore. But he already has. And I decided, no, I will not take part in such stuff. I'm not there to take anyone else's shine, first of all. And second of all, no. Like, I don't want to. If you are so, you're not trustworthy. Imagine he books, or he says he's going to book a flight, and then that's also getting cancelled. You know, like I just have this anxiety about the whole thing. I don't want to be a part of anything. So yeah, so I've decided to cut this person off. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to hear from them. I don't want to have anything to do with them ever in a work related matter. If I see them, I'll greet them. I probably won't, but you know what I mean. And it just showed to me again, like how we sometimes forget that we evolve, but you know that the past experiences we've had with people, when we know we don't really want to be a part of it anymore, like that time kind of resurfaces and we like want to give it another shot. And then we just get disappointed in the end, even though we knew we would be disappointed. But we just tried. You try to be a good person and to help someone out and to give them the benefit of the doubt. So what I'm trying to say is, like, I think when it comes to you as a person and you want to achieve things, everyone isn't going to be the right people in your life to make you achieve those things. People that are not supportive and not loyal are not people who is going to help you achieve anything, actually, ever. If anything, it's just going to give you a bad taste in your mouth. If I was the kind of person who didn't really care and, ugh, it's fine, we can just choose another day, whatever, then maybe this could have worked. But I'm quite structured. I have my plans. I want to do what I want to do. But the thing is also, I think the moment you feel anxious about something, there's a difference between being a bit stressed, like I'm going, for instance, I'm doing a show and I'm a bit stressed because I haven't done this in a while, you know, and I'm stressed because of the audience and, you know, oh, it's scary, but it's nice and it's like exciting and, you know, it's all these things. That's not what I mean. I'm talking about an anxiety feeling of like, you're feeling restless about it. You don't feel like it's a good thing, but you don't know. And you feel like stressed in terms of how you're going to get through it. And, you know, kind of dreading it happening and the day of it. I feel like that is literally a body response also saying to you, like, don't do it. You know, and some of us probably will do it. But like saying like, then just be super careful. Because I'm trying to warn you not to do something. And I'm trying to warn you to say that something's not right here or not right for you. Sometimes it's difficult because we want to kind of make it seem like is it from God, like to make it work? Because now I'm obviously sitting thinking, is this God giving me an opportunity? You know, because I'm praying and all these things. Is it him giving me an opportunity to say like, okay, you've prayed for whatever. I'm giving you this opportunity. And I'm thinking, could this lead to another opportunity? But I don't want to do it. So I don't know. But sometimes you also have to do stuff you don't want to do, you know, and that's what goes in your mind. That's all the things you start to think about. And then it doesn't work out. And you're like, okay, so it was actually not what I thought, but it was what I knew already. I already knew this was not right. The feeling of the anxiousness and the don't want to do it and feel like that's not who you are anymore. And you don't want to be a part of that anymore. That is where you need to step out and be like, this is not what I stand for. What you do is not what I want to be a part of. So yeah, it's interesting. And I want you to also think of like the time, even if now, like this situation, you feel anxious, like you just feel like this is just not something you should be doing. You're probably right. There's a reason you feel like that. I hardly ever feel like that about people, like anxiousness towards them. It's not really something, and you know, I don't really get anxious. I can get anxious when I'm in a place and there's too many people around me, but that's not the same thing. So it's quite interesting. And then you start thinking like the kind of person or people that make you feel like that. And that's exactly the kind of thing you should avoid, because nothing good can really come from that, making you feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Especially if a day before you already start to feel anxious about it. Speaking to them makes you feel anxious. Just hearing that their voice is like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to, you know. So I think it's important for us to know when we should not get involved and stop feeling, you know, bad about not doing the right thing. And, you know, I'm saying the right thing in terms of what we feel is right, like giving chances and, you know, give people the benefit, which seems to be the right thing, but it's not always the right thing. Some people are just there to use and abuse. And the fact that he wanted me to go do a show with him when he was already asked someone else, because then he would have told her, oh, sorry, I have someone better, you know, that I'm going to use. He wouldn't say it like that, but that's what it is. It just shows you like the disloyalty, and it's just not right. It's not fair. It's just, is that the kind of people you want to be around? The people that didn't choose you first, you know what I mean? The people that you only hear from when it suits them, the people who don't want to pay you what you are worth, you know, for stuff that you've worked on forever to be good at. Is that the kind of thing you want to, how many times do you want to just be the person that's just going to, you know, take the short end of the stick because you're trying to be nice and, you know, something good might come from this. I don't know, maybe. No, let it go. So yeah, I'm really happy that it didn't work out. I'm really happy, and I still pray and I ask God, please do not let me hear from this person. Please do not let them contact me. Let them find someone new that's going to fit into their little realm of whatever, if that's what means for them. Please, I don't want to hear from them. I don't want to see them. I don't want to have that anxiety about them. Please take it away, and please take them away from me. Like, and let them get the picture to leave me alone. Yeah, and that's interesting. And I also want to say, I think this is also the other thing. I think with people, and I'm not judging you if you are not a Christian. A lot of people aren't Christians, obviously. But I feel like there's a sense of when you get to a certain point with God, there's a certain point where you feel like it's difficult with people who aren't always Christian, because of the way they handle things and obviously the values and whatever. And sometimes you might feel an anxiety towards those people because you can kind of sense that they are not on your side in terms of the fact that they aren't Christian and the fact that they don't have the same value or belief that you have. Sometimes it's something that's okay, you can deal with that, but sometimes you can't. Like, I'm in a band with a group. As far as I know, none of them are really Christian, like fully, you know, into God. And a lot of music people aren't, and that's okay. But I don't feel a discomfort towards them. They do not push anything upon me. They don't make me feel like I don't mean anything or that I'm less than to them because of what I believe. But in this case, with this person who I know is definitely not into the Lord, there's this uncertainty and this anxiety of him being near me, his presence. Even though it's not a scary thing. It's not like I'm afraid of him. It's not like he did anything to me. It's just that thing of, it doesn't go together. There's not an understanding. It's not something that's good for you. It's not something that's going to bring prosperity or any goodness into your life. And it's interesting because I feel like you need to find that and see like where to leave some people to be, do what they need to do so they can find people like-minded to them and whatever. At the time when I knew him, when I was younger, I believed in God and I was a Christian, but I didn't practice it as much. I was still very young and naive, obviously, and I didn't know anything about anything. I was just still studying, you know. I was just finding my way, which I'm still doing, you know, at this age. So yeah, and it's interesting how we grow and how we think about that and how we shouldn't always go back to how it used to be, because we must remember we have changed. And I think that's where it becomes difficult. This person that I'm speaking about was already much older than me at the time when I met him. And I think when you get older, you change less in terms of what you feel is right, how you do stuff, what you believe. Obviously, you can change your beliefs. But what I'm saying is, when you're older, I feel like, and I'm just talking, I'm not that age yet, so I can't really just say like with certainty it's the truth. But I feel like change is not as easy because you are in a different place in your life where you are kind of more settled or want to be more content and settled. Let's just say that. Where you are married, or you have been married, or you have kids, or you are having a child or whatever the case may be, or you're older and you kind of know what you want, maybe already, hopefully, in a job, and you have what you have and you achieved what you have achieved this far. And it's not that thing of like you're trying to figure it out. We're like with younger people, we are trying to figure it out. We are trying to find who we can find, where we can learn from, where do we fit in. So change is just easy and it just happens anyway. I mean, we are more open to change to things so we can fit in, when I feel like older people don't do that. Because they don't want to. They're like, I am where I am, and this is what I want, and this is what I want to do, and this is what I like. And we need to understand that we change, which means that everything else about us changes. You know, if I had a good experience with this guy, then it would have been fine, but I don't. And and I feel like it's really important to listen to your gut and your body telling you, like, stop, drop, and roll. You know, when there's a fire, stop, drop, and roll, like they taught us in school. It's like literally that thing, like block, you know, especially if you don't feel like that with people often, and obviously it's weird. So yeah, I just want to kind of encourage you to, if you feel like this about something or someone, really guard your heart, guard yourself, and pray about it before you get into that situation, if you know you're going to get into it. If I had to go to that studio, obviously I was planning to, I prayed like, Lord, please help me through this, man, because I don't know. Please give me the strength. God, I don't know. I can't. I don't have the capacity, you know. Pray about it if you are going to go through with it. Sometimes we have to go through with things. We don't have the choice, you know. And if I think about it now, like I felt so anxious many mornings when I did my job that I did for more than 7 years, which I really didn't like. Hate is a strong word, but that's what I did. I really hated my job. And I would get, some mornings I'd get the sense of anxiety over me. Like I feel like I can't even breathe properly. And it's also that thing of like, you know, I think with that, like God told me years ago to leave, but I just couldn't because people had an opinion about it. And it's exactly this. I knew already certain people would say this or would want this for me, you know, go now, give it a chance. You never know where this could lead to. That's other people's thinking that goes into your thinking, which makes you think like it's you who thinks these things. When in actual fact, you already know that you don't want to do these things. And it's a response, and I think, to what you shouldn't be doing or what isn't right for you. It doesn't mean you can just stop your job. It doesn't mean you can just stop your relationship with someone if, you know, if you really need whatever it is that they give you. But what I'm saying is, if you can't just get rid of it yet and you have to still deal or feel like you have to, just pray to God to help you through that time and just be very vigilant of the situation and make sure that you are okay, guard yourself. And the moment you feel uncomfortable, pray about it and get yourself out of a situation where it is super uncomfortable. You already know, like your body literally warns you. And my body hasn't warned me about something like this in a very long time. I'm also not someone who gets into situations where I should be warned often, really. I'm quite, you know, I don't know. I'm just not crazy enough for that, I guess. But yeah, it's interesting. And now I'm like, the next feeling I have will be like this. And, you know, the fact that I already felt anxious and I didn't want to do it was God literally telling me, I don't want you to go. I'm going to stop this. You know, I could be like, it's fine. Well, let's just choose a new time. But I've decided this is me. God is making me feel at peace saying, don't do this. And yeah. So, and remember that, I think it's difficult with other people's thoughts. Sometimes grown-ups or parents or older people or whatever, to feel like we should think a specific way because it's the right thing to do, because it's the good thing to do. I feel like it's very difficult, but we need to start living our lives for us and not for what everyone else wants from it or what everyone else thinks you will get from it if you do it in the way that they say. And it's a difficult thing to unlearn. I think for anybody who grew up with somebody, obviously we all had some form of a parental figure, hopefully. But we learn things and it's difficult to learn it off if certain situations happen. But I think it's also, you know, we have to get to a point where we like, remember, my life is me. I'm the only one in charge of this, me and God. And if it doesn't feel good, it's because it's not good. If it doesn't feel right, it's because it's not right. Someone else is going to feel fine with that. But don't blame yourself for not because it doesn't feel right to you. You will get your your chance. And I think that's also important. We need to remember that we will get our opportunity. God can take long sometimes, but it's okay. And I feel like, you know, I just want to thank God for saving me from the situation. And it's not a big thing. It's not like the worst thing in the world. I don't know what could have happened, but thank you for actually making me know afterwards that what I was feeling was actually correct. I wasn't just like, you know, crazy. What I was feeling, the anxiousness, was really because it wasn't meant to happen. And he didn't want me to do it and I didn't do it. And that's all that it is. And sometimes that's really as simple as that. So yeah, be careful with who you work with. Be careful with who you do things. That doesn't mean because you did stuff with them in the past that it should happen again. It doesn't mean that because, you know, you gave them a chance where you were younger or whatever, you should do it again. You've changed. Think about what's good for you right now. The right things will not, in my opinion, will not make you feel like you shouldn't do it. It won't make you feel uncomfortable. It won't make you feel anxious about doing it. Because what's the point? That you should feel excited and happy and, oh, I can't wait to learn these things or try these things or meet these people or whatever. And yeah, so I think just listen to what your heart says. And if you really wanted something and you feel anxious about it, ask God for the new thing. He will give it to you. And whatever you do, even if you try to go through with whatever it is that you do, just pray that he will be with you and take care of you and make you feel like he has you. And the moment you don't need to do it, then you just get out of there. So yeah, I think that's a big thing for me. It's something that stayed with me now for a week at least. And something I really wanted to get off my chest and just share with you guys. Yeah, and just believe that your time will come in. Your time will always come. I hope you have a very nice rest of the evening or day or morning or whatever it is. And we'll speak soon.